We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The quarterback of the football Giants is Eli Manning. Eli, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
All right. Congratulations on what was a very different win, a very different game and a very good win for you and your Giants.
Yeah, definitely. It was good to get that first win, and you know, kind of proud of the team. How we, you know, we said we wanted to start fast and do that. Coaches kind of said, "Hey, we've been an almost team. We've almost won some games. You know, it's not good enough. We don't want to be an almost team." And started fast, got a big lead, and then late in the game needed a drive to secure the win, and were able to do that also.
Eli, when the head coach was on with me Tuesday after you were on the day before, he didn't say much. He didn't throw anybody under the bus. And I was like, well, does he recognize he's got some issues? He definitely did. He made personnel changes. He made some schematic changes. And it really paid some dividends. How much did yesterday, did the changes during the week and the subtle things you did, maybe as you call the simplifying things, how much did that impact what you guys did so much more efficiently yesterday?
Yeah, well, I think guys, guys were able to play fast, and and that just happens sometimes. You got a new offense, you got a new style going in, and so all of a sudden guys are put in spots, and so you just want guys to be able to play fast, know what they're doing, know their assignments, at the back of your hand, and be able to kind of fire off and get the offensive line going, get the run game going, and we're able to do those things. So I think. It's one, you had the plan and we executed it well. And so I thought guys, knew their assignments, converted on a bunch of third downs, ran the ball well. We didn't hurt ourselves. We didn't, make mistakes. We didn't have penalties. We didn't have sacks early on. We just, we played good football. We executed, guys were in the right spots, and kind of, it showed. And had a bunch of, especially the first half, had four drives and four scoring drives in the first half, which was big.
What happened on the Shepherd play where I thought you would have got another touchdown where you settled for a field goal to go up 10-3? He got called for taunting. We couldn't see anything. Was it verbal?
I don't know. I'm not sure either. I kind of was talking, I was standing, right there and not too far away. I didn't see him say anything. He was there. The guy covering was his old, I think a college, guy he played college with. So they were probably, jawing a little bit or talking maybe more just like buddies, and I don't know if the ref heard something or whatnot, but it was kind of shocking that he didn't even know he was surprised, he didn't know what they were even called, and so unfortunate right there. We would have been in scoring position,
sure, first down, we would have been about the 12 yard line,
the 12 yard line instead of first from the 27, so we just got to be smarter in those situations. And the way they're calling things, taunting, and how they see that, we can't risk anything.
How about the thing yesterday, some of the different things? You doing some things on the move, also using Beckham in a slot, using Barkley at the line of scrimmage, splitting them out, especially on that key third and one play. How about the idea of moving those guys around as much as you did yesterday?
Yeah, I thought it was good. We did a good job of just mixing up formation, mixing up tempo, kind of going to no huddle, and and kind of lining up in different formations. Make some calls and get lined up, and a couple of those. We went empty, and we were able to on the touchdown to Rhett. We're in empty formation and hit him on a touchdown. We hit and then on a big third down conversion, hit quickly. On a little, fade route down the side. And so I thought it was good, we got good players. We got guys who can get open and, let's just put them on routes that they're good at, that they know what they're doing, how to get open. They've run before, and guys did a good job of just being dialed into the whole game plan and getting open versus a lot of man-to-man coverage.
I thought that the the last drive for that put the game away, and we're talking with Eli Manning after the Giants win yesterday down in Houston, a game they had to have. You had a sluggish third quarter. Watt got some – he beat the tackle a couple of times, put some pressure on you. You guys don't have – you have three or four empty drives there, not much going on. And you get moving. They've put the pressure on your defense now. The game's close again. You need a drive. And then you got the third and one. You go empty, and then you hit Barkley split. That was a very big play. Were you going there the whole time? Is that what you were – was there anything else you were looking at? Or was that the matchup you wanted, and that's where you were going the whole time?
Yeah, we had a couple options, but yeah, I thought that drive was a great drive.
I thought so too.
You know,
yeah.
Coach called an aggressive game plan. Start with kind of the first play.
Yep.
They brought pressure. We blitzed up. You know, hit Sterling Shepard on a nice 20-yard gain on a shallow route. Came back next play with a naked, got outside the pocket, hit red, and all of a sudden now, hey, we're on. We're in their territory and. And close to getting a field goal right there in that situation on two plays. So I thought, and then on the third one, kind of opened up and just had him on a go route. We'd actually run the play a few times already in the game. It hit it, hit it on a third down in the first quarter, and maybe hit it on a second down or so in maybe the second quarter. We kind of run a similar play, and they'd had a DB. Or safety out on Saquon the other times, and then this time, this time they put a linebacker on him, and he was pressed up, and so had a fade route. I saw right off the line of scrimmage, he won, had a good release, and so put it up for him. And if he was covered up at all, then I had other guys coming into my vision that would have had a chance to get open as well. But that was kind of the first read, and usually when that first guy gets open, the ball doesn't get out on time. You don't have to worry about pressure or anything, and he made a good play. He made a nice catch and a big play in the game.
Take me through both touchdown passes.
Yeah, first one, Rhett just had Rhett on a seam. They were playing, man-to-man, but we had Odell kind of in the slot on the opposite side. And so the middle linebacker was eyeing him up, and the middle safety was eyeing him up also. They were kind of had almost three guys favoring to him. So I had Rhett one-on-one with no safety, and he ran a nice route. And actually on a linebacker, he ran a nice route and made a stick, saw a little window, and put it in there for the touchdown. So a big play. The play before, we hit Odell on a crossing route for about 40 yards, and then came right back, and I think that's an aggressive call. Another aggressive call. When you hit a big play, hey, you kind of got them on the ropes a little bit, come back with another chance to score a touchdown, which was nice. And then, had third and seven on the last touchdown, third and seven. They played kind of a soft two zone, had Dublin Odell on the left, and just had a corner out by Rhett and, Sterling Shepard on a little underneath route. And so, the mic got real deep in the Tampa 2, and Sterling got over the inside backer and just came across the middle, saw the window, and put it low for him. He went down and caught it in the end zone. So, good route by him getting enough depth to get in the end zone and making a tough catch over the middle.
And that one was originally, when you call a play, that's for Beckham first, right? Until you see that he's got the double, you were looking for him first, right?
Yeah. That's just, you kind of got a lot of options on that play. And that's why it's a good play right there. If they want to bring some pressure, play one-on-one. We could have worked Odell, but they had two guys over there. Probably the way they played it, you look back and, Odell won on his route, but you just never know. You never know when they have a safety and a DB favoring over there. They could cover it well, so we had other guys working for us, and, Sterling did a good job, winning his route.
Couple of big catches for Ellison yesterday, and he's going to become key for you, especially if Ingram's out. I mean, I know Ingram gives you a chance to go. He can go deep. He can win matchups. He's got a lot of speed. I don't know how long he's going to be out. As I said, he's week to week with the injury, but Ellison's going to become a key guy, both catching the ball and blocking.
Yeah, definitely. And Rhett's a vet, and he's done a good job last year. Came in, had to play a good bit, makes catches, and he's in the right spot. He's going to do exactly what you expect him to do, what he's coached to do, and he does a good job getting open and giving sticks, and so he'll do a good job for us, and he does a good job in the run game as well.
Last drive, you 6-for-6, 75, and a touchdown. That was a very crisp, classic drive. What did that drive, you know, you'd had a rough third quarter. They're starting to put some pressure on. They have big-time pass rushes. We know that. They're starting to really at least get a push with the defense. And then you come with that drive when you have to have it, you know, on the road, big spot, and come up with that classic drive. What did that drive mean to this team?
Yeah, I think that's big, and especially when you're searching for that first win. And also, like you said, you know, we got off to a fast start, and that's great, and you want to be able to do that. But, third quarter just got into, had some penalties, had some sacks, kind of started going backwards, didn't do very much. They started scoring and tightening up the game. And so, it's great that we were able to respond back in that situation and have a key drive, and not just get the field goal, but get a touchdown to really seal the victory. And so, that's just big for the morale of the team, the confidence in the guys saying, hey, you're not have games where, hey, there's going to be ups and downs. You're not going to score every time you get the ball. There's going to be lulls that you might get off to a slow start, but there's no, and you can turn around that quickly. We have playmakers. We have guys that, who are going to be able to make some big plays for us.
You guys have been around. You've been around this forever. You got guys in this team that have been around it. You know how important that game was yesterday. You know how hard it is to do anything in this league once you go to 0-3. I mean, one under is one thing. Three under is a whole different deal, especially with the schedule you guys still have in front of you. So there was a lot of pressure on this team. Did you sense that this team understood when it took the field yesterday how big this game was?
Yeah, I mean, I think the team definitely knew that, and you saw it in the preparation, just in the focus, and understand we got to fix things, and we got to do better, and what we were doing was not acceptable, and we had to know our assignments and everybody do a little bit more, do whatever it took to play at a higher level, and so you saw that determination during the week, and so the thing is now. But guys are still loose. Before the game, guys are still loose. They're excited. You can't play, not trying to lose. You got to just play, be confident in your skills and go out there and play. You prepare, prepare hard, but play loose. And so, I thought the guys did that. And now this week, hey, just because you win a game doesn't mean, you're content. There's still mistakes out there. There's that third quarter. Had mistakes, had sacks, had some bad plays. We got to fix those things so they don't happen again, and we can, still look for that complete game.
Barkley has got a lot of talent. I mean, you knew this when you got him. You knew what kind of player he could be. Clearly, he brings a dimension. We know he can catch the ball and what he can do in the passing game. But also, I mean, you give him any chance to run with the ball, he's going to be very dangerous anywhere on the field.
No doubt, he's got a lot of skill. I think he's just getting started, and he's learning just the feel of the game, the speed, the runs, and everything. But he is a playmaker, and we got a couple of them, but we got to find ways to just keep getting him the ball, get the run game, get him on screens, get him out in the passing game, and really test to see what he can do.
Did you like the way your team played yesterday? Is that the vision you had for your team before the season started? Or did it look like that?
Yeah, I like the way the team played. I like the way the offense, mixed in lots of different personnel, different looks, different speeds, different bootlegs, and moving the pocket and play actions and the run game. So I thought we did a good job of that. We just got to keep growing with that and find different ways to just show different looks and run our offense.
As the leader, everyone's always going to pay attention to what you do. You're the quarterback and the leader, and you're the one who's, been the champion here. You're the guy that they all look to. You were emotional yesterday. You were, a little more so than usual for you.
Yeah, I mean, I think just, got off to a good start and was excited about that, knowing, the team needed it. Guys have been working hard and put a lot of effort and work in during the week to get it, make sure everybody was prepared and ready. And, got off to a great start, and then, fourth quarter, and I knew the game, was turning. They had a little momentum going, and offensively we hadn't done much, and they were feeling good on defense. We had to get something going, and I'm proud of the way the guys responded.
How about the the offensive line 1 week for, you know, it took a lot of heat last week for everything. They made some changes in personnel. They did some things differently. How about their performance overall against the tough group of pass rushers led by Watt? I mean, you know, you could pick your poison, which one you want to give some help on yesterday. We know sure. that they're all capable of being big time pass rushers, but that's an active group up there on that line.
No doubt. I thought the offense line did a great job. You know, they, especially early on, giving me time, you know, we were able to get the ball down the field. We ran the ball. We've got everything was working. So that's a credit to them going against a very talented front four. And, second half, you know, hey, those guys are going to make some plays. They're going to get up there just kind of the way it worked out with, some of my first reads weren't open, you know, having to try to go through progression. And they can, you know, they're going to get back there every once in a while. That's just football. And so, but I thought the guys hung in there tough, didn't get down, and responded in the fourth quarter, giving great protection.
Now, here comes Drew Brees. Now, the thing we notice when they put the things next to side by side is that you're both old. That's the first thing we know, is that you're both old, you've both been around forever, and you both have accomplished a lot, and you've had some shootouts through the years. As we know, their game seemed to go in that direction. They did again yesterday. How about lining up? You've had some that crazy one in New Orleans a couple of years ago.
Sure.
What was that, 52-49 or something like that? I mean, it was something like that. I mean, it was a wild shootout. How about when you match up against Drew Brees?
Well, yeah, when you go against the Saints, and you know their offense, they're talented, and they've been scoring a bunch of points this year, so... You gotta have the mindset that you're gonna have to control the ball. You know, you want to try to run clock, and you're gonna have to score points. But you can't force things. You can't try to score every time you get the ball. You just gotta play the circumstances of the game. The year after we scored 49, 52. The next year, you know, we play and you think it's gonna be a shootout, and I think we win 10-7 or 10-3. So you never know with football. So we got to play, you know, just see what kind of game it's going to be, have a great game plan versus their defense, and just go out there and play smart football.
Well, listen, congratulations. I'm sure the plane ride home was a lot happier yesterday, huh? Nothing?
No
Two
doubt.
Trips to
no
Texas,
doubt.
The second one was a lot more pleasant, huh?
Exactly. So it was a fun plane ride. The guys deserved that win.
Thanks very much, Eli. Talk to you next week.
Mike.
Thank you.
Appreciate
All right, Eli Manning, that's it. Back-to-back trips to Texas. The second one was a very, very fruitful one. They get a win. Now they get New Orleans, which comes in. And again, they've been scoring a lot of points. As we know, they had the shootout with the Bucks. They played Cleveland, which is their defense is a lot better than people think, and they actually held them to 21 points, a win, and they did not move the ball much that day. And then they had a shootout with Atlanta yesterday where both quarterbacks again. Yesterday, Brees was 39-49, and Rodgers was 26-35, both threw for almost 400 yards, 395 and 374 in the game. So we've seen that out of Eli and Drew in the past. So we'll see what happens as they come in and the Giants try to get 2-2 the next month of this first seven games. They have three games down and four to go. Next up is New Orleans, then Carolina, then the Eagles on a Thursday night, and then the Falcons on a Monday night to finish that grueling first seven that we've talked about for so long. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.